GF, intimacy, simulated fantasy. When a woman feels safe enough to share what she fears with me, to be silly and sweet, that's true intimacy. And males are hardwired to answer this call naturally. This is the foundation for vibing as we see. Without this vibe, the whole scene wouldn't be. The money and attention simply wouldn't flow free or exist in a form that's greatly diminished, you see. You don't need to be a loser or lonely for this to ring true. But those traits are force multipliers, they push it through. Contrasted with explicit GFE, that's something new. But I love you and I'm your girlfriend, stated clear and true. I'm not talking about that, just a soft gray area view. I think Vedan women can succeed, but it's improbable too. Exceptions exist, yet it's harder and takes more time to accrue. Most would find something else, cause without the attractive buff, it's a tougher crew. Those shining examples you mention are survivors, buyers in view. They'd have better odds if they build a big following first in that potentially single hue, before revealing their date and keeping the fantasy new. Am I right? Did the ones you know talk relationships all the way through, or did they withhold it wisely till the bag was more secure? I don't judge, that's smart. You don't drop a great guy for what chat thinks, that's for sure. It's naive to claim it's all about privacy pure. The real reason is money, protecting the fayaz of a law. And I can almost guarantee most don't casually say, my boyfriend is thinking about doing this today. Cause if it's out of sight, it's out of mind, the fantasy stays. You forget while you're watching, just enjoy the haze. I want Rooney Roos and everyone to find a great guy and be glad. But if she's partnered, the whole watching experience turns different. Sad to add, I probably wouldn't watch, or at least watch far less, that's the fact. I don't literally think she's my girlfriend, yet she's lovey-dovey and silly and act. She's beautiful, but this is a fantasy attached to a real person's track. If she was married, it changes the vibe, simple as that. This is not good or bad, and she's still entertaining, no doubt. Creator with streams, hard worker, putting effort out is just an intrinsic to Rooney Roo streams. That girlfriend-coded spark, there's nothing wrong with this. It's woven in the dark, it applies to less lovey-dovey ones like Sleepy or even Pippa's part. There's no precise neutral point, no entertainment, fully devoid of the heart. Is that this is a woman and I'm a man, hardwired from the start. This is how it is, baked into the human male heart. And I'm not talking about the guys who whine and fall apart. Tubing exists because of this fantasy gray area from the fury start. This is not something to overcome with maturity's art. It's irrational but not bad, just nature's counterpart. If it's known that the VTuber has a boyfriend, most average Joe viewership would depart. A switch flips off in their heads and they simply stop watching from the heart.